Beatrice Vaughn.
First name. Okay.
Oh,
Beatrice. That's okay. That's okay.
Necessary, and I'm not really up to it.
that's an issue for me, the people that don't want to get the vaccine, I don't think that makes any sense. In fact, you're saying the more they get the river, you know, high numbers of
Can I take a picture too? Thank you so much. How about if we can we do it over here since that's open? Yeah, help yourself to a mask. Those socks are nice too. Oh, it's too warm right now. Okay. And one with just you. Yeah, can I do with just you too? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's great. We're good. Here, I'll put this over here. No. You know, in church. nice car. I like that color. Hyundai? Yeah, my minivan, you know, because for the four kids, I need a minivan. It's got like 150,000 miles on it. But she's good. She's a good girl. She's hanging in there. 170? Yeah. It's not like it used to be. These cars last, especially Hondas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not now though. The cars are so expensive. Used cars are so expensive. Really? Oh, I love to hear it. I love it. Oh my God. Especially because, like, I mean, the kids are in their sports gear and they're muddy and their friends and all their snacks and crap. And I don't want a new car. I'm yelling at them all the time.
If I have to, so I just want that. Actually, just to travel for nothing else, and I had nothing to do.
Yeah, but now you're driving the children's all the time. Hi. We're talking to people about COVID. That's how it's been for you. Oh wow. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Stay healthy. Take care. They don't mind.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good question.
I don't know if it's the different strands of COVID that, you know, people get whether it's people's immune system, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That helps fight off or help them not get it as bad, because a lot of people get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some of them...
Not that sick, and some of them, yeah.
Right, you know, some of them, I mean, you know...
I mean, your mom's story, so you didn't finish that, so she ends up in the hospital, but not on a ventilator.
She came in, and they started, so she was on the oxygen, and then they said they were weaning her off of it, so they got her down really low, and all of a sudden, she had a, she went backwards, and then they started talking about they had to put her in intensive care, because she was actually...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That must have been so scary. Yeah, no one's gonna be able to visit her.
You couldn't visit her anyway.
I know. They wouldn't even let one person. Oh my God. Oh my God. Could you talk to her on the phone?
I had her phone because my mother didn't know. So she gave the nurse her phone number. So the nurse called, and the nurse was like, you know, she wanted to know if we could do. They could give us like the information through the Zoom, you know, a thing so that we could see her and talk to her. She's like, she's really feeling down today. And, you know, stuff like that. My mom said, now she remembers like sometimes that she's coming to
bed. Oh my God. And being so scared by herself.
Right.
I had a friend who was in the hospital with COVID, same thing. Couldn't, nobody could come see her. And she said it was horrible being sick and scared and alone, but she said it was just as bad hearing everybody else. She said at night, everyone would start coughing. It would be worse at night. And she said, and the coughs were like, people were scared and you could tell they were scared. And just the sounds of being in the hospital with all that sadness and sickness and fear, she said it was just horrible.
So my mom, she had her own room. What happened? They didn't have, so she no longer needs to be in.
Oh, it's still on. Uh-oh, hold on.